We all find ourselves in the midst of the 9 days, this time in the year when we're supposed to feel the avelus of Churban Beis Hamikdash, as we prepare for hopefully the Yontif of Tisha B'Av. The Rambam teaches us the avodah of avelus is not just merely to be sad, but to use the tragedies of the past and of the present in the state of avelus to be mechazek tshuva, to recognize that we have to do more, to recognize that we have to do more to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And many of us find ourselves in places that we're trying to be mechazek others, as Rabbanim, but even if not as Rabbanim, every one of us is mechanech, because those of us who are parents have the avodah to be mechazek our children. And specifically during these days when we realize we have to be more. And that's where this week's parasha comes into play, because the parasha is always in its place to teach us lessons that are necessary exactly at that time in the year. And Sefer Dvarim and Parashas Dvarim is meant to be read this Shabbos on Erev Tisha B'Av to give us chizik and to give us lessons that we need to learn right now. Moshe Rabbeinu opens up Sefer Dvarim with words of Musar, famously mentioning all the different places that Klal Yisrael journeyed through where they messed up, where they sinned. He gives us Musar with a sensitivity. He doesn't even talk about what was done wrong. He only mentions the place to give chizik to Klal Yisrael. But the Heilige Das Moshe, the son of the Kuznets of Magid, took over in his father's place as the Rav in Kuznets after the Vaidis Yisrael. Moshe Yaakov Zatzal, he explains as follows. We learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, and we learn from these words, the proper derech to give musar, the proper derech to give chizik, the proper way to inspire others. He says that we know the famous pasuk in Kedoshim tells us that we have a mitzvah to give rebuke, a mitzvah to tell people and help people understand when they're doing wrong so that they do better. But when does that mitzvah apply? When are we able to give toichacha? Only when it's es amisecha. Hechech toichich es amisecha. Es. He explained based on Rashi in the end of Sefer Bereishis that says a similar, not es, but oso is imo. So he says es could also be im. Hechech toichich im amisecha. Is when does one give proper chizik and proper musar, and when is it going to be accepted? It's when the person on the receiving end feels that you're together with them in this. You're not talking chas v'shalom down to them. You don't feel that you're better than them. I'm with you. I'm together with you. And I understand what you're going through. And I understand the trials and tribulations. I'm together with you. And therefore, I want to be there for you to help you grow. And that's maybe I want to suggest amisecha, your am, yours, that's part of you. That's when it's going to be accepted. That's when we give the proper chizik and musar that the person on the receiving end will be willing to accept and say, oh, he loves me, she loves me, she wants what's best for me, she's with me in this. She's not chas v'shalom looking down upon me and thinking me lowly. Of course, then I'm nothing. I'm not going to listen to such a person. We put up a defense mechanism immediately to that. No, no, she's with me. He's with me. They love me. We're together in this. And maybe as well, that could answer another question I had on this pasuk. The pasuk says, Eila hadvarim, the beginning of the first pasuk in the whole sefer, Eila dvarim, asher dibur Moshe el kol Yisrael. And then he starts quoting the places. These are the words that Moshe spoke to Kol Yisrael. Why does it say to Kol Yisrael? Eila advar Moshe, Dibur Moshe El Yisrael, El Bnei Yisrael. What's Kol Yisrael? Why specifically Kol Yisrael? So I want to suggest the following. I just saw the other day, you did Nashir of Daniel Kalish. Daniel Kalish, he was speaking, and something he speaks about all the time that he lives his life by. So he said over how there was a Rebbe who was a Rebbe in the summer. And the Rebbe called him and asked him for the following advice. He says, I'm teaching this summer a bunch of bums. Rebbe Kalish, how could you give me inspiration how I could have atzlacha, have success with them? And Rebbe Kalish says, And he answered him, "I'm so sorry, you can't. Have a wonderful day." Rav Kalish explained that if you look at your Talmidim, your Talmidot, if you look at them like a bunch of bums, then you've lost. You have no ability to have any success. Of course they're not going to listen to you. They feel they're being looked down upon. But if you look at your Talmidim, your Talmidot, your children, with respect, with kavod, your chashiv, you're a tzaddik. You're a tzaddik and I'm in here with you. And I love you. And this, what you're doing, is below you. You're a tzaddik. With the proper respect, not as a bum, but as a tzaddik, as a tzaddikas. Then you can have a relationship with those people, and then they will accept the words of Chizuk and Isoris and live by them. And maybe here as well, we know, Ve'amech kulam tzaddikim. Kol Yisrael yeshlam chelek lomba. When it's Kol Yisrael, there's yeshlam chelek lomba. Ve'amech kulam tzaddikim. When there's an achdus, there's the oneness. So then we are all tzaddikim. Ve'amech kulam tzaddikim. When we're kulam, we're a tzaddik. Kol Yisrael yeshlam chelek lomba. And maybe that's what the Torah is tapping into here. Moshe Rabbeinu, when it calls it Kol Yisrael, it's Kol Yisrael ve'amech kulam tzaddikim. It's Kol Yisrael that Moshe Rabbeinu also looked at every single one of the members of Klal Yisrael as a tzaddik, as a tzaddikas. And that's why he was able to have atzlach and giving us chizik and giving us musr. And so too, whenever we're in those shoes, we're ever trying to mimchazik someone else, whether talmidim, talmidot, friends, children, first we have to be with them. They should feel we're with them in it. But secondly, we have to look at them with respect and hold of them as tzaddikim, tzidkanios. And that's only then will we have any atzlach, and only then together we'll do the proper tshuva and come back to the Ribbono Shel Olam, who's waiting with open arms to give us a hug. He left us with a hug when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed by the Kruvim, and he's looking and waiting for us to come back and embrace us again with the Gula Shlema. We'll be dancing on Sunday with B'yis Mashiach and Meher B'meinu. Have a halig, a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh